Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Vasi Hantalis, your host for Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Our topic today is the epic power of community. And I have with me here today Virginia Rodriguez, publisher of Epic North County Magazine. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Vasi.
Oh, so great to have you with us today. And I just wanted to give our listeners just a brief background of you. So Virginia has, almost 30 years in publishing. And she originally started in corporate and has had a number of really interesting adventures and ventures along the way, which she might share with us about that. And has just been such an inspirational leader and community. So I'm really looking forward, Virginia, to talking with you about the epic power of community today. And one of the things I wanted to start off with is, you know, this, your passion for community, that is just at the core of everything you've done. And how did that passion start?
Oh, that's a great question, Vasi. So, it just, because I was raised that way, I have a large family. I know you do too. I have five siblings, lots of cousins. And so we always had family gatherings, get-togethers. We always had community through our church. And then my parents were activists, and so we were we would do political activist type of activities as well as lots of volunteer activities. And so I just lived my life that way, and I didn't realize how powerful it was until I moved to from Los Angeles to Santa Cruz. And I was born and raised in Los Angeles, so that my whole core network of friends and family were in Los Angeles. And I also, the other change I made, so I had a young baby when I moved, and I worked from home so that I could take care of her. And while I was in Los Angeles, I would still see lots of people, friends, and I would have meetings outside of the home. But when I moved to Santa Cruz, I gave up my consulting career and spent full time on a record label that I co-owned and co-founded. But I was behind the computer all the time. So I was either with my daughter or behind the computer, and I was in an unhappy marriage and I had lost my whole support group. And it was just a downward spiral from there. And I realized that my part in it was I was also not really going out and trying to create community. For my daughter, I did, but not for myself. So it was, so I had some realizations and that took a long time to realize. And I'm a neuroscience geek, so it's backed up by neuroscience that close personal relationships are huge for someone's happiness and longevity, as well as community relationships and really being a part of your community and having a strong social network and even just kindness to strangers. And so for whatever reason, the decisions I made and circumstances in life, most of that went away. And so it was very interesting journey. Then when I moved to Carlsbad recently, a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago, my whole extended family had moved here already several years ago. So I had left my unhappy marriage, and so I had my extended family support core back in the same town with me, and I made a very big effort to go out and create community. I joined Hera Hub, which was amazing. It's an amazing co-working for women. And so my office is there, and I joined the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce and the Solana Beach Chamber of Commerce, and things just started improving dramatically for me in my personal life. Mm-hmm. And all the things that neuroscience says is true, is true.
Well, you know, so many people are, you know, you mentioned when you moved to Santa Cruz how you were behind your computer and you had focused on community for your daughter, not for yourself. And so many people are in that situation where they're running their businesses and they're behind a computer, you know, or they're working in a job and they're behind their computer. And then there's social media. So it's like, how can we create community in this world when we may not necessarily be out and about? And I love what you said about joining local organizations. I think that's really key. Are there some other ways that you found community just in a new area? You know, because so many people are moving too. So what suggestions might you have for our listeners to create community if they've just moved to a new area or they're behind their computers a lot?
Right. So in either situation, it's back to the basics that I was luckily enough to be raised with. And so joining organizations, if you don't have a spiritual community, you can still go out and maybe join the gym and actually talk to people while you're there or yoga studios. And something where it's fulfilling for you physically and socially, mentally, emotionally. And then there's also the volunteer aspect, because that has it, in addition to joining a community of like-minded people who are volunteering for the same cause, you're also giving back. And that's a huge part of personal happiness and longevity as well. So it's, they're all linked together. Kindness has been shown just on its own to increase serotonin in your brain and lead to happier feelings and a longer life, and as well as giving back and as well as participating in a supportive community. So those were some those are some recommendations I have. And what about you, Vasi? Do you have some tips yourself?
No, I didn't even know that we had Kindness Day last week. And when you mentioned kindness, I was like, wow, this is great. You know, so I think that's it. One of the things that I used to do, this is just a little thing, but I know a lot of people have pets, is I used to just walk in my neighborhood with my dog and just have conversations in my neighborhood with people out front or other people walking. You know, we just don't get out in that very rudimentary way. So I found just going out for walks and just talking with the people I encounter in my communities or at the stores, that's, you know, a simple way. Yeah, that's what comes to mind right now for me. I also wanted to ask you, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Virginia.
Oh, I was just going to add, and yes, I do know my neighbors, and I do make a point every place I move to meet my neighbors, and there's something very fulfilling about that too. You get to know them even more over time, and you can say hello, and there's a friendly face, and you know who's around you. And it's interesting how many people don't do that, but I would highly recommend that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do too. And so speaking of local and community, tell us a little bit about this magazine that you're the publisher of.
Yes, so EPIC stands for Empowering People, Inspiring Community. and that's something that I have a lifelong passion for. So the way we do that is we invite members of the community, whether you don't have to be a professional author at all, to contribute articles to the magazine, and they're always free to submit. And by doing that, it's another way to get out into community and for people to learn something about you, something that you're passionate about teaching, because all the articles are educational. They're not advertorial. They're not, here's my business and here's what I do. It's, here's something that I have learned that I want to teach you. And the other part is it's local, it's hyper-local, it's just North County, San Diego. All of the articles focus on educating through health or spirituality or sustainability or combination of those things. And all of our advertisers are local. So it's a good way for local businesses and entrepreneurs to reach out into their local community and to build brand loyalty and recognition that way. It's a great platform. Through print media, people engage more. So there's statistics on this too through marketing. Ad Week and Market Week have put out statistics saying that brand loyalty and recognition is by far higher through print media, which is great. Luckily, it's not dead because I've always loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And our magazine is also, it's glossy, it's full color, there's beautiful art. So it's very appealing in a lot of ways, I think, and I hear back from the readers that they think so as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I've actually kept, you know, the last few months since I've been picking up the magazine because I love the colors and the covers. And there's something about the cover that's just so powerful and different. And, you know, there's so much we do online. It's nice to have something in hand. And I love that you use local artists too for that and help promote them.
Yes. And you wrote a beautiful article for our November-December issue. And, you know, I think that people are getting to know a different side of you that some people might not have known about, and what can happen, the amazing positive effects of creativity and how to support that and build that. And that's something you had close to 2 pages to really talk about that. So that was great, and people are loving that article.
Oh, thank you, Virginia, for the feedback. And if anyone here is in North San Diego County, you can pick up Epic Magazine. There's, 10,000 copies you distribute, right? In over 300 locations here?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, you were talking earlier about brand and how important that is. And how is community important to your brand, Virginia?
Well, it's important because it's our brand is about inspiring people to live a healthier lifestyle, and community is being a part of community is an act of self-care. The neuroscience supports this. My personal story supports this.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's feeling isolated sometimes, they also know it's like just try to get out there and do something with someone else. And it became harder and harder the more isolation I created for myself. So it's like taking that step. So I think that also because it's one of the top three markers for longevity. So it comes from caring about the people around me in this world, just, you know, beside my family and friends, but period. And just to say, I would love for you to live a happier, healthier, longer life. And so I think community is a huge part of that.
Boy, I really resonate with that. Community is a part of self-care. And we so often think of self-care as something we go off and do on our own, right? And get away from things.
Yes.
And, you know, it's radical in a sense. And yet, you know, we hear so much about isolation and being an epidemic. So, you know, I'm thinking right now of people within companies and how leaders can create community. And I know you've been in a lot of leadership positions over the years, Virginia. What ways have you found for creating community as a leader?
Well, one of the things that I have done here in North County is I got together with Lisan Basquia, the owner of Hera Hub Carlsbad, and we decided to create and co-produce a series called Self-Care for Entrepreneurs. And this is a live in-person series. It ends up being a fun night out for entrepreneurs because we have that fun element as well as an educational element in it. We have a different speaker who comes each month. And thank you, Vasi. Everyone loved your session this month, your topic.
Oh, you're welcome.
And yes, and so it's typical, the format of yours is typical of how we do it, but it's just different each time. So yours started out with sound healing, and then you led us through some meditation and some creativity, and each speaker comes at it with their own different take on it. We've started with salsa before. We've started with belly dancing, just like to loosen up the room. We started with improv. And then we get into the educational aspect of it, which is interactive. Before the actual session, we have the speaker comes on. We have networking, and we have wine and food and Mama Chia drinks. And we have a couple vendor booths, a few vendor booths, and we have, we have a different nonprofit that we donate all the proceeds to each month. So no one who is participating in the series is earning any money. We're all donating everything to a different nonprofit, which, going back to creating community, I strongly believe that it's also supported by neuroscience and all spiritual traditions, that giving back is a form of self-care and is a huge marker for happiness and longevity. So we get to do that as a group. We get to know that we came out, we had a good time, we learned something, and we're giving back to our community. So I think we hit a lot of different self-care points in the series. And Lisan and I did that because although we each have companies, we have small number of employees, and we know that a lot of entrepreneurs are on their own. So we said, okay, this is we want to bring this to our larger community, not just our own employees. And we want to invite them because they might not have the opportunity through a company that they work for to do to participate in whatever self-care that they have going on. I mean, I know that some of the bigger companies are doing all kinds of wellness programs, providing meditation, yoga, different forms of exercise and team building. And so how do entrepreneurs access that? And we wanted to provide one format for that.
Yeah, and it's a really wonderful and unique format. Having been to about, I don't know, five of them or something, what I notice is that it gives people an opportunity to talk about things and to be real with each other in a way that they're not able to. And that creates community right there when we can kind of open up a little and share some of our challenges and get some different ideas and just have fun together too. And to me, that's, you know, another aspect of community is getting together to have fun. We just don't seem to do that enough. We work really hard, especially, you know, as business owners or leaders in companies. It's like go, go, go. So So I think there's something to be said about community that has an element of fun to it. What do you think, Virginia?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we were going for, is to have the fun. Because, like you said, we're working hard, we're working all day, and it's important to learn, for sure. It's important for our brains. But also to take a break and have some fun. Why not have fun while you're learning? Why not have fun while you're networking and doing these, I think all self-care should be fun. You know, it's when you choose an exercise, I think it should be something that you enjoy. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. And so the same for, you know, any type of extracurricular, if you consider self-care extracurricular activity in your life, I think you should definitely bring an element of fun so that you'll keep doing it. Like you said, you've come to 5, I think, and I think we've only had 6. I don't remember at this point, but and you know, because it was fun, and so we have a lot of repeat people who keep coming back because it's fun, and they're getting so much more out of it. And that's what I would recommend for companies, is to add that element of fun. I have started up a lot of companies, and I've also consulted and worked for other startups. And it's something that I have definitely brought to every single one. Things like an all-employee luncheon once a month, that's just fun, you know, and also outings. We've organized softball games out in the park. These are for the bigger companies that the startups grew from 2 people to like 50, 60, 100. We would organize these kinds of, they're team building and they're fun and they're a way to get out people out from behind their computers and interact with each other.
That's so important to do that. Yeah. And just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
So the website is epicnorthcounty.com. And my direct email address is virginia@epicnorthcounty.com.
Thanks, Virginia. And if you are listening and you didn't catch those contact details, we'll have that information listed in our show notes, so you can get it from there as well. So, Virginia, I also know that you talked about being a certified climate reality leader, and I'm just so intrigued by that. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So one of my heroes, Al Gore, because of what he is doing and has done for climate, to improve education and outreach on climate change, he held a training for climate reality leaders and in Minnesota, and I was able to train with him, and I have an ongoing toolkit now because of that, to help me to go out into my community and teach people about things that they can do so they don't feel disempowered. It can feel overwhelming. Like, how can I possibly, you know, it's moving, it's a tsunami moving without me. How can I possibly do anything to help climate change? And actually, if we all shift to every little thing helps, and we start thinking about doing one thing a day, and then add on to that, once that becomes a habit, and really looking at what our habits are, we can all contribute to the reversal. And that was one of the really empowering things that we learned, is that we still have time to reverse. We are right now seeing the effects of climate change in increasingly dramatic ways, with the weather, with even the migrants who are leaving because they don't have food. They can't grow food anymore, and that promotes violence when people don't have their basic needs met. And so it's just a huge, huge problem, even to down to the health of kids and adults and elderly with asthma. Pollution is I think the number two or three killer in the whole world because of pollution, mm-hmm. and that's something that we can shift and change. So, yes, one of my passions is sustainability and the climate, and that's part of what we cover in EPIC. So being able to work with Al Gore and to get the tools that I need to help people to understand and to realize that they can be part of the solution is was a huge for me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can see all your different interests as you've been talking and from what I know about you, how they've gotten woven together. And, you know, the name of this show is Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. And so I have to just ask, you know, what is your big dream now at this point in your life and your career? Where would you like to go next, Virginia, with all this?
Oh, that's a good question, Vossi.
Maybe that's too big of a question, but you can answer that from whatever perspective you would like in terms of the magazine, in terms of, you know, your leadership.
Yes, so the magazine, I would like to continue to grow. We're a startup, so we've only published. I shouldn't say only, but we have published.
Mm-hmm.
I think six issues. I'm losing count now, which is it's not a lot, but it's. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
it's getting more than I can count now. And let's see. And so I'd like to have more content in the magazines that have nice, big, fat issues, get even more distribution. We could possibly expand into the rest of San Diego, maybe Orange County. I'm not sure. But right now it's really, really fun just focusing on North County. And I am also have been writing a book, a couple books. So I'm trying mm-hmm. to decide which one I'm going to publish first. And also just getting my daughter safely off to college in 5 years, which I know it sounds like a long time, but then it's not. So just, raising a teenage girl to be healthy and happy and in her life. So that's definitely a big goal of mine.
Yes, awesome. I like how you cover the goals with different areas. You know, it's important for our visions to include both the professional and the personal as well. Absolutely. Yeah. So, Virginia, what suggestions. Yeah, I mean, you've shared some great tips and suggestions. I just wonder if there's anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with in terms of how they can build community for themselves or within their companies or businesses.
Yes. Well, I would like to say take one step at a time. I realized that I still do need quiet time and I do need seclusion. And what I really try to focus on is this hiding or is this self-care? So I found that when I was isolating myself, part of it was hiding. And then things got scarier and scarier. So this thing, being a part of a community and knowing how to be a part of a community, it's so interesting that it's like I almost lost the skill set. And so I had to work my way back. So I know what it feels like as a newbie also. And so it's one step at a time and celebrate that step and let that really sink in before you take the next step. So I really like to build a habit by just taking one. So I know that it can be common for people to have this huge list of New Year's resolutions and then they're disheartened a few months later because they haven't really done anything. And I think it's just too big. So I believe that creating a big future starts with one tiny step and you get that step incorporated and then you take the next tiny step. And the next thing you know, you have accomplished what you want to accomplish. It might seem like really far away in the beginning, and maybe not doable or scary. Also, yes, please, if it's scary, do it anyway. Check in and say, okay, is this a real fear that, or is this just because, you know, is this, it's something I've created in my mind? And I do have a meditation practice, and I highly, highly advise that to, so that you can get to know yourself a little bit better and have a better relationship with yourself and understand when you're hiding, which is like, I have to call myself on that still.
That's such a great point. It really is. And I love what you said about, you know, taking one step at a time and celebrating it. And I mean, for building community or for anything in our life. So on that note, Virginia, I'd like to thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, Vasi. It's been such a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. And so that's our show for today. And a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the United States and internationally. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show, Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. This is Vasi Hantalis, your host of Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Remember to stay true to you and your vision by asking yourself this important question. What's the next bold step I can take to move my vision forward? Be the bold leader you were born to be, and go for it.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.